Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship together around the truth of God's Word. I invite you to get a Bible or a New Testament and to follow along with us. We're going to be studying from the book of Romans today, and so you can turn there to that sixth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. Romans chapter 3 is where we will be beginning today, and I would remind you briefly by way of review that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Remember, there are many things that God told the nation of Israel to do that they did not fully understand, but they obeyed God and did what he told them to do. And the New Testament explains those truths, makes those truths clear and plain, and helps us to understand why God told them to do the things they did. Now remember, we've been studying in Exodus chapter 12 about the Passover and about God delivering the children of Israel out of the 430 years of bondage that they had been in. And you recall how that God delivered them by the death of the lamb. They had to, every family, get a lamb. And if there were too few in the family to eat the whole lamb, then two families went together. And they would take the lamb and pin it up for 4 days. We read in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8 that with the Lord a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. And this lamb was to be pinned up for 24-hour periods of time, to test it, to make sure that there was no flaw, that it was a perfect lamb or goat that could be used for a sacrifice. It was to be a male of the first year without flaw, without blemish, and it was to be pinned up for those 4 days, and then on the 14th day of the month, the nation of Israel were to all kill the lamb together that evening. They were to kill the lamb. They were to catch the blood. It was to be put on the side post of the door and across the top of the door. And then the lamb was to be roasted with fire. The meat of it was to be roasted with fire. And they were to eat the lamb together with their loins girded, their shoes on, their clothes on, to be ready to leave the land of Egypt, because God told them this would be a new beginning for the nation of Israel, and they would be delivered this night from Egyptian bondage. And so it was to be a great and glorious new beginning for the children of Israel. And the lamb is a beautiful type and picture that we now understand what it represented, as John chapter 1 tells us, that John the Baptist introduced the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Some 4,000 years had passed from the time that Adam and Eve sinned against God, and God made the promise in Genesis 3:15 that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. A prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, who one day would come to earth and would die on an old rugged cross. Some 4,000 years later, Jesus came and walked on the earth for 33.5 years and went to an old rugged cross and died as God's Lamb for the sin of mankind, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. And so, beloved, God has a plan, and God's plan will be fulfilled. Almighty God is sovereign, which means that He is in control of everything. He is Lord at work and has a plan, and His plan will be fulfilled. His plan will be completed. He knows what's going on in your life today. He knows what's going on in my life. And if you're a child of God, He is at work directing and guiding your steps. Even if you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, God loves you and would have you to come to the Lord Jesus, to put your faith and trust in Him, to accept Him as Savior. For the Scripture tells us very clearly in Timothy that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're told over in 1 Peter. God's will for all men that they would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior. But, beloved, many rebel and many say no, and many will not accept God's offer of salvation. And thus they will spend eternity in hell, a hell that was prepared for the devil and his angels, to which men, women, boys, and girls go to because they reject God's offer of salvation, God's forgiveness for sin, God's deliverance from the lake of fire. And so we see, beloved, this was a new beginning for the nation of Israel. They believed in the Lamb. They offered the Lamb. They applied the blood of the Lamb. And that night when the death angel passed through the land at midnight, everyone that was behind the blood was protected. The firstborn of every household that had obeyed God's instructions, had believed what God said He would do in protecting them. They who were behind those doors that had the blood applied, they were protected. But those who did not believe God's message, that night as the death angel passed through the land, the firstborn of every household that had not applied the blood, the firstborn died, and there was a great cry throughout the land of Egypt because of all the children that died, or the children, the firstborn that died that night because they had not believed God's warning and had not believed God's word and had not done what God told them to do. Beloved, have you done what God told you to do? Have you believed in the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world? Have you put your faith and trust in Him, believing that He died for your sin, that He was buried, that He arose according to the Scriptures, that He lives today, is seated at the right hand of God the Father, that He has sent His Holy Spirit to convict you of sin, to draw you to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe in His death, His burial, and His resurrection? Have you cried out to Him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? I believe, Lord Jesus, that You are the way, the truth, and the life. I invite You to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. Beloved, God will hear that prayer. God will grant that request. He will send His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. Romans 8:9 tells us the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. He will come into your spirit. He will cleanse you from your sin. He will make you pure and clean and holy and righteous within. He will make a new person out of you, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. And thus, in the book of Romans, chapter 6, we read, and chapter 3, first of all, we read of the change that takes place when an individual puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Beginning with verse 21, but now the righteousness, this is Romans chapter 3 and verse 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. You remember the law was given at Mount Sinai to the nation of Israel in their wilderness journeyings after they had left the land of Egypt. It was a new beginning for the children of Israel. And so for every individual that puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is a new beginning. The children of Israel did not know how to live in this freedom that they now had available to them. And so many people who accept Jesus as Savior do not understand the new life that is theirs in Christ. And they do not understand what it means to be a child of God. And so they try to live the Christian life in the energy of the flesh, only to constantly fail and struggle and wonder, was I really saved or not? How come I cannot walk in righteousness and do those things that are right and acceptable and pleasing to God? It's because they are babes in Christ. As John chapter 3 points out, they've been born into the family of God and they're babes in Christ. And as 1 Corinthians points out, and chapter 3, as it talks about the church at Corinth, Paul writing to the church at Corinth as to their being carnal and centered around the flesh. That is, they were trying to live the Christian life in the energy and the strength of the flesh. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 1, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." You see, a new believer is a baby in Christ. And a new believer will try to live the Christian life in the energy of the flesh, walking after the flesh, and you cannot do it that way. Paul writes, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet are ye now able. For ye are yet carnal, centered around the flesh. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" That's the way men walk. "For while one saith, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are ye not carnal?" He's talking about baby Christians. And baby Christians have to grow. They have to be fed a simple diet, that is, the simple truths of God's Word. And as you grow and learn the simple truths of God's Word, then you begin to mature and you're able to eat the more involved truths of God's Word. And so this was their need. Till next time, goodbye.